Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And from Italy, we hear today from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican who lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Family Affairs.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. It's not easy, is it, to celebrate the memorial of two people that we know nothing about, except that they had at least one child, and that that child famously said yes to a proposal that was to change the world, to change history, to transform anybody who recognizes that, not just in the here and now, but in the timeless glory of eternity. So, what can we say? Well, it's a safe bet that they were good parents. As St. John Damascene said about them, all creation is in their debt. But the fact remains that we can't say anything about them beyond the fact that they must have existed. The first reading today invites us to praise illustrious people. But even that sits oddly, doesn't it, with two people who are so far from being illustrious that there is not one single mention of them in the whole of Holy Scripture. What are we to make of that? Well, for a start, it's encouraging to reflect that total obscurity is no impediment to playing a crucial part in the history of the human race. There must have been something in her upbringing to make Mary say fiat, to make her say, let it be done according to your word. These two apparently ordinary people had taught her that what God wants is what counts, that saying yes to God is recognizing that he has done great things for us. And then what actually happened to that young girl when she had said yes? It's not that then she had an easy life. Not only did she have to witness her son's execution, but several times she was, I'm tempted to say she was spurned, she was rejected, she was humiliated by that very same son. Think of the wedding at Cana when he said to her, woman, woman, this is his mother, woman, what concern is that to you and me? In effect, it's none of your business. Think of the time that the family came to the house where Jesus was talking to the crowds and asked to see him. Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Yeah, okay, but think of his mother at that moment. But there it is, you see, the affirmation that the love of God has nothing to do with sharing DNA. Whoever they were, whatever they looked like, whatever they were called, Mary's mother and father were part of that immense family that is the human race. And that is as much as to say that we're all related, that the bond exists even where we find it hard to recognize, even with the people that drive us up the wall, even with the people whose names and life stories are totally unknown to us, even, I have to add, with the saints, with the martyrs, with the prophets, with the apostles. Whoever they may have been, Mary's mother and father are part of that family. And so, marvelously, are you and I.